Speaking at a press conference organized by the Zimbabwe Center for Community Development, Zimbabwe Civic Education Trust, and You Zimbabwe Trust, the forum's director, Lloyd Kuvea, said the groups intend to approach the Constitutional Court to push the government to establish the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission.
The government has a responsibility to uphold the Constitution as well as to defend the Constitution. And according to us, if that does not happen and the delay has become inordinate, as civil society, we will take the government to the Constitutional Court for non-compliance. Because as provided in Section 324, it says that all constitutional obligations must be performed diligently and without delay.
Director Gladys Tlachkwai of the Zimbabwe Civil Education Trust told Studio 7 that civil society organizations agree that the government's excuse it has no resources is not genuine. She thinks there's no political will within the government and ruling party to establish the commission.
In terms of the excuse around money, I think it all comes back to the issue of political will. There are processes that do not require resources for them to start. For instance, the issue around starting the process of actually bringing the Enabling Act before Parliament and make sure that we do have that Enabling Act even before we appoint the commissioners. So we still, you know, hammer on the point around political will. The government has to show that it is committed to the process of national healing.
Kuvea said the government will no doubt get support for the Peace Commission from the international community, given the importance of the Peace Commission.
When you set up an important body such as the NPRC, and it has happened elsewhere, like with the South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission, the international community will then come in and give funding.
The NPRC is one of the public bodies which were enshrined in the new constitution, which was adopted in 2013. The commission, according to the constitution, is the only body which has a lifespan of 10 years from the effective date of adoption of the 2013 constitution. But it's almost 3 years after the adoption of the new charter, and the commission that is mandated to investigate and bring closure to an era of human rights abuses and violations is yet to be established. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.